This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Glad you're with us. It is a Tuesday morning. I almost said Monday. Of course, I was off yesterday, so glad to be back in here with you this morning. Kim St. Ange ably filling the seat yesterday morning. Thank you, Kim.
You bet.
I appreciate that. Carl Middleman in here. Sue Thomas going to get you to work, and I hope you gave yourself a little extra time. I did the dad thing last night. I got home and realized that my sweet daughter was going to walk out of, because she's just oblivious to these things. She was going to walk out of the house this morning to go to school, and her car was still going to be covered with snow. And, of course, there was a little layer of ice on that windshield. So Dad went out there and started her car last night and scraped all that stuff off for her. You're welcome. I know she's listening this morning on her drive into school, so you're welcome, sweetheart. Glad I could take care of you this morning.
Wow. I would have loved that. I've mentioned this before, but I was that person who would defrost my windshield just enough. I'm not saying this is safe, but I would defrost it so I had a little hole and I could see the road.
Yes.
My dad would, my mom too, would not be happy if they knew I did that.
Well, and she's already complaining to me that she almost died from being too cold this morning. And
Ginger.
I told her, did you just call me oblivious? She texted me. I told her yesterday, you're going to have to go start your car in the morning, let it run for a minute to warm up before you go get in. And I'm certain, because this is what she always says, I was running late. Why didn't you take lunch to school today? I was running late. So she was probably running too late to actually start her car in advance and warm it up a little bit.
I'll tell you what, when I used to live in Des Moines, Iowa, man, we would get some serious snow up there. And I would work the morning show for a local TV station. Uh-huh. So I'd get to work at 4 a.m. and I'd wake up, and I'm not exaggerating, to like 6 inches of freshly fallen snow, still falling, ice. And I'd be out there trying to scrape my car off at like 3 a.m. because I had to leave. I had like a rear wheel drive car. It was terrible in the snow, and somehow I managed to get to work.
Yep.
But it was not fun scraping that car at, you know, 3 a.m.
And you got to think about those
if
things.
If Sue were not getting traffic ready for 5 minutes from now, she would tell you, do not start your car because it will get stolen.
I think you're right. That there's no doubt about it. That does happen. Some places are safer than others. But I'm just saying, I didn't want her to be too cold, and there was no room in the garage, so that's what she was stuck with.
Oh, yeah, and don't start your car while the garage door is closed.
Coming up, have you thought about the extra weight you put on around Thanksgiving or that you might put on around Christmas with all the goodies around? There's a new diet out there. We know somebody who's on that diet, don't we, Carl?
Yes,
carnivore,
we do.
The carnivore diet. Bo Matthews has been on it for a while now.
People swear by it.
He's lost 25 or 30 pounds, he told me the last time we talked about it. But the people that are on that, there's a new trend where they're like, when you take a snack to work with you, it might be a stick of butter.
That's disgusting.
It sounds like it, but we're going to talk to a doctor about it coming up here in the next segment. Stay tuned for that, please. And before the bottom of the hour here, we're going to talk to Luis Valdez, National Spokesperson for Gun Owners of America, because it is to a Tuesday, and one big gun maker's got a thank you to Elon Musk, because imagine this, they got suspended from Facebook, a gun manufacturer. Wow, I got suspended from Facebook for sharing a Facebook post from a gun store. I mean, these people are insane at Facebook. We'll talk to Luis Valdez about that here at the bottom of the hour on 2A Tuesday. How about that? And we'll get to Kim on a whim before the hour's up. But right now, Carl Middleman, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
From a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
That's good. That kind of came back to haunt her a little bit, didn't it? But it's not a flip-flop. Don't worry. He's allowed to change his mind, apparently.
It's completely understandable. But the both sides folks out there have just gotten some really powerful ammunition. And for that reason, I hate it.
Claire hates the fact that we can criticize Joe Biden for an 11-year-long pardon. It covers 11 years in anything he might have done wrong during that broad period of time.
I didn't know pardons could cover crimes you may have committed. I'm surprised Biden didn't include the phrase on Earth One or any of the Earths in the multiverse.
John Stewart had a little fun with it as well last night. Like, what else could he have tossed in there just to make sure there was no way that anybody could find a way to charge Hunter for the apparently crime fest he went on the last 11 years?
That if Canada can't survive without ripping off the U.S. to the tune of $100 billion a year, then maybe Canada should become the 51st state.
Oh, my. That was my favorite clip of the day yesterday, Kim St. Ange. When somebody sent that to me, then our boss sent it to me last night. I had seen it at that point, but I'm thinking to myself, this is not real, right? This didn't really happen. Apparently, Justin Trudeau, I almost called him Joe Trudeau because it rhymes. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, you know, bosom buddies with Barack Obama and all that stuff. And Donald Trump had a little phone conversation. And that's probably because, what's that, Carl?
I think it might have been a dinner.
No. But I think they originally had a phone conversation because of the tariffs.
Right.
And then they got together and actually had a dinner. And Peter Ducey is reporting on some of the conversation that reportedly happened at that dinner. Listen to this.
And tonight we're getting some new details about that Trump-Trudeau dinner from two people who were at the table. We are told that when Trudeau told President-elect Trump that new tariffs would kill the Canadian economy, Trump joked to him that if Canada can't survive without ripping off the U.S. to the tune of $100 billion a year, then maybe Canada should become the 51st state and Trudeau could become its governor.
It couldn't be any worse than California, could it?
Oh, gosh. I mean, they really might be right up there with California on just the crazy scale.
Oh, yeah. The crazy scale.
It might be worse. I don't know.
Except their immigration policies are 10 times tougher than U.S. immigration policies.
That's true.
And all Donald Trump is asking for is a tougher border policy by Canada. Stop letting people fly into Canada and then walk across the border to the U.S. He's to Mexico. Stop letting people come all the way through your country and basically escort them along till they get to the border because you know you're not going to have to deal with them once they cross into the U.S. Fix those problems and there won't be a tariff. Imagine the joy, the glee with which Donald Trump delivered that line to Justin Trudeau because he holds all the cards. He's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. We're not going to put up with you abusing our relationship anymore. We've been in an abusive relationship for many years. You've gotten away with a lot the last 4 years. That's all about to come to a screeching halt on January 20th. So if you want to be preemptive, go ahead and start securing the border now before I take office, and maybe we don't have to talk about this.
I think other leaders have a healthy fear of Trump, as they should. I think that's really necessary for him to be an effective leader, as he was during his first term. And then it's just such a stark comparison to someone like Kamala Harris. You imagine her sitting in the room with Putin, and I just feel like she'd get completely steamrolled.
You know who started this? Was Barack Obama with the European apology tour after he got elected. He went to foreign countries and apologized for the U.S. Instead of leading, he apologized. And that we're done with that. That's what led to the Make America Great movement. America first. And that's what little Fidel Castro's illegitimate son is experiencing right now up in Canada. All right, going to get to a quick break here. We're going to get to Matt Chalmers coming up here in a minute and talk about, he's a doctor. We're going to talk about the concept of taking a stick of butter for a midday snack, depending on the diet that you're on. Think about that, and we'll talk to the doc when we get back.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know, Carl Middleman doesn't do anything without a reason. That song debuted 60 years ago today.
1964.
What was the singer's name?
This is Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. I couldn't think of his name.
He was the snowman.
I watched Elf again the other day, and they had the snowman on there. Obviously, it's not Burl Ives as the voice anymore.
I watched that, too.
But, yeah.
Love that movie.
It was 24 hours of Elf.
There you go. Well, you know, you were watching all that as we were digesting turkey and dressing, and how many thousands of calories did we consume on Thanksgiving Day?
I don't want to know.
And if you start thinking about what you're going to do to lose some of that weight, some people tend to go to some extremes. We've got Dr. Matt Chalmers on here with us right now to talk more about that. And, I mean, he's a healthy living expert. But what about that stick of butter I brought along as a snack today, Doc? What do you think?
So butter is a fantastic thing to add to your diet. It's very healthy, but as a standalone snack, it is not a good idea.
No? I mean, is it just because it... I don't know. I think I'd get sick to my stomach if I took a big bite of butter. But there are people, there are diets right now, right? Like this carnivore diet where people are doing that?
Yeah, so the carnivore diet is a phenomenal diet for people who it works for. It doesn't work for everybody. But it's a fat-based fuel source. And so for a carnivore diet, adding butter to your food is a phenomenal idea because not only does your brain need it, your lungs need it, and all the cell membranes need those saturated fats, there's also a great fuel source, and if your body's running on fat like it is in a carnivore or keto style, then it's a great thing to add.
You know, the butter really became demonized there for a long time. There were medical experts steering people away from butter and telling you it's just going to lead to high blood pressure and you're going to have all kinds of problems. Medical science has kind of backed off that now, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have, because the research that on all the cholesterol stuff, as we started looking deeper into it, we found out that it was not very good research.
Yeah.
The way it was put together, they omitted a lot of important information. And then we started just watching what happened as we cut the fat out of people's diets for the past 40 years. And we went, ooh, people got a lot worse. So Yeah, that's when we started adding it back in and realizing, hey, it's actually pretty important.
I think it matters, though. I would guess it matters what kind of butter you're getting, because you can have the same product of any food, and it matters the how clean the product is. Like, for example, grass-fed butter. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that make a difference, right? You want to eat quality. If you're going to eat a stick of butter, which just sounds terrible, you'd want to make sure it's quality.
Yeah, anytime that you're looking at your food, remember, everything you put in your mouth are literally the chemicals your body has to run on. So you want them as clean as possible. So yeah, an organic or a raw, grass-fed, grass-finished butter is going to be a phenomenal style thing to add. I'm a big Kerrygold fan, so you know the quality does matter.
Yeah, yeah. Is that how you're coaching people these days? I mean, you said obviously the carnivore diet works for some people. I've done the keto thing before in the past, and I keep losing and finding the same 10 or 15 pounds over and over again.
Yeah, so it's a great diet for a lot of people, especially people who are having a hard time losing weight, because what actually the way the body works is that when you consume a macro, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, it has a hormonal response tied to it. And right. So managing those hormones helps quite a bit. But like I said, not everyone has the same settings. And so carnivore is great for like your endomorphs, not as great for other people who have a hard time processing proteins into sugars.
Okay. And how do you know? I mean, you just have to trust your medical professional to determine if that's the best course for you, or how's that decided on?
Usually your medical professional is not going to be the best person for this because they don't get a lot of education in nutrition. But there's a lot of people who specialize in this. So the easiest way is if you're running a carnivore or really tight keto and you're tired a lot and you feel like you're just dragging through the day, you might not be producing enough sugar to run your blood. So getting a CGM to monitor your glucose is a great way to figure out, hey, is this diet good for me or should I add some carbs back in?
We'll have to ask Bo Matthews about that if he's feeling tired later in the day, Carl. We have a good friend here, my co-host on a weekend show that we do, who's been on the carnivore diet, and I think he's down about 30 pounds the last time I asked him about it. And you know, it's pretty much all meat and protein, correct?
Yeah, so the idea is if it comes from an animal, you can eat it. So okay. Cheese is usually in, butter's in, steak, all that type of stuff. As long as it comes from an animal, you're good.
I'm sure that's why men love it. But I mean, not to harp on this, but again, like that would be potentially an expensive diet because you want the quality stuff. Like you can go buy junk meat and that's just not the same and not good for your body versus organic, like going back to the grass-fed beef.
Yeah, no, here's the problem we need to look at the totality of the expense, because how expensive is diabetes? How expensive is heart failure? How right. expensive is all of these long-term diet-related diseases versus how much does it cost on a daily basis to just eat better food?
I agree with that.
That's a good point. I don't want to assume where you stand on things like semaglutide, but let me ask.
Well, so semaglutide is a very interesting peptide because it activates a very natural pathway, which is the glucagon system. The G in GLP stands for glucagon. So activating that pathway, as long as you understand the pathway, how it's going to affect muscle tissue, how it's going to use the liver to process the fat, as long as you understand the system, it's really, really good to use, especially because it's one of the things I use to fix diabetes.
Okay.
And so anything we can use to pull down a lot of fat or reset the chemistry so you're not diabetic anymore is definitely a good thing.
Well, that's good. That sounds like there are a couple of good options, and you're recommending, like in your practice, how do you refer to it? How do you refer to what you do?
So basically what my thing is with wellness is it's the highest quality of living for the longest period of time.
Okay.
And so we look at the hormones, we look at the nutrition, everything.
So you know, people here in the St. Louis area, you don't have an office here, obviously, that you'd recommend that they look for a wellness doctor.
Yeah, so I'm actually, it's my social is Dr. Chalmers One, and from the 16th to the 31st, I'm actually doing a how to choose your healthcare providers for wherever you are. So people can kind of get more of an information on, you know, how do I become healthy if I want to do that?
Yeah.
So looking for somebody who does those type of things is going to be really beneficial.
Excellent. I tell you what, Dr. Chalmers, we appreciate your time, and thank you for that.
Absolutely, sir.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Good day. He's calling from the Dallas area, by the way. Matt Chalmers is his name. Chalmers. Dr. Matt Chalmers.
If you follow us on Twitter, we have him linked today.
Yep, absolutely. And you can find out more about what he was talking about there. It's good. Coming up, we'll talk to Luis Valdez. He is with the Gun Owners of America. And he's going to talk about a local gun, not a local, but a popular gun manufacturer thanking Elon Musk after getting kicked off of Facebook. Imagine that. Big tech with its foot on our throats again. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, welcome back. You know, my wife repeated that line to me the other day. I was so proud. She said, you can't shoot a deer with that gun. You'd cook it at the same time. I'm like, I'm so proud that you listened to my open.
There you go, Michelle.
For 2A Tuesday. That's fantastic. I really, that warmed my heart. Can I just tell you that? Hey, I got Luis Valdez on the phone this morning from gunowners.org. Luis, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. It's always fantastic to be on the air with you fine folks. Love what you do.
It's great to have you on here. You know, I saw this story pop up, and it's weird because I had a similar problem myself with these Facebook idiots because I have a gun store that is an advertiser of mine, right? And I shared a post that they put up on their own Facebook page. The range promoting their customer appreciation days, where I think you were this year, weren't you?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah, I think so. And I did was share their post about their upcoming customer appreciation days, and Facebook banned me from going live for 30 days as some sort of penalty for violating their community standards. And now we've got another situation where I see a gun manufacturer is thanking Elon Musk because they were also suspended by Facebook for a similar policy.
Yeah, that particular manufacturer happens to be Smith & Wesson, you know, one of America's oldest continuing gun companies in operation, in existence since 1852. And the proverbial villain to my wallet, because I own over 100 Smith & Wesson products.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, they have been making firearms for, you know, close now to, God, I don't even want to do the math. I haven't had the coffee yet, but I mean, since 1852, just think about it.
Yeah.
In my collection, I have guns that were made in the 1880s, and they still function as if they were made yesterday. That is a testament to their quality.
Yeah.
And the fact that Facebook specifically targeted them and said they couldn't promote their brand. They couldn't promote Americana. Because, you know, when you think of Americana, you think of what makes America great, what makes America historically proud is we look at the old brands. We look at things like Ford. We look at Chevy. We look at Colt. We look at Smith & Wesson.
Yep.
Smith & Wesson is such an iconic brand. And for them to be targeted by Facebook is horrible, and I am glad that Elon Musk stepped up to the plate and he said that he will protect and respect the First and Second Amendment on X. And that is dramatically important because, as we've always said as an organization, the Second Amendment is joined at the hip with the First Amendment. You get rid of the First Amendment, you can't defend the Second. You can't get rid of the Second, you can't defend the First. So that is fantastic news for what Elon Musk did.
What's especially weird about this, though, is that they've had the Facebook page up and running for 15 years. And supposedly the policy for Facebook is saying, you know, you can't, you know, it prohibits the promotion of buying, selling and trading of weapons, ammunition, explosives, unless they're saying you're a legitimate brick and mortar and, I guess, online retailer. So I don't understand why Smith & Wesson wouldn't fall in that category. But it just seems so subjective with a lot of these social media platforms where it's somebody who doesn't support guns and the Second Amendment would be like, you know what? Yep, I don't agree with that. We're going to go ahead and suspend their page.
That's exactly what it is. It's specific targeting. They don't like Smith & Wesson. They don't like the Second Amendment. Look, I've even been the victim of this. I have a tiny little YouTube channel called New Wave Firearms. And what I would do is I'd pull stuff out of the safe and I'd do a quick little one-minute video like saying, hey, look, here, check this out.
Yeah.
They suspended my account for a period of time because I did a New Year's video a year ago where I pulled out two Colt Pythons. And I said, hey, you know, to celebrate the New Year, here's not one, here's two Colt Pythons. Cool. Well, I wasn't saying they were for sale. I didn't say they had a price tag. It was just a, hey, let's see what's in the safe. Facebook said, oh, you're violating our community standards. You're selling firearms. I'm like, where the heck does it say I'm selling anything?
I know. You didn't take them outside and fire them into the air or anything silly like that. What was wrong with them?
Well, you know, I live in Florida, and sadly, we don't have open carry, so we can't do that.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I didn't realize Florida didn't have that. But, you know, here's the thing. You're right. It is silly. They did the same thing to me. Smith & Wesson was able to get their decision reversed. In my case, I appealed it 3 or 4 different times. You can never talk to a human being. And I just had to wait out the 30 days before I could start going live again on my morning show here that we have always carried on Facebook, or at least for years. So it's just, it's silly that they, I mean, it's their platform. They're right. They can set the standards. But to suggest that a legal gun store that's licensed by the federal government somehow violates their community standards is utter nonsense. It's un-American.
Not even a simple gun store. To suggest that one of the largest firearm manufacturers in the country, who has supplied products to law enforcement agencies across the country and the armed forces,
yes,
in our gravest times of need, violated community standards, that's appalling, and that shows you how they treat the First and Second Amendment. And again, wow. I am grateful that Elon is providing Smith & Wesson and you and I a platform on X to be who we are, to be proud Americans and support the First and Second Amendment.
I was proud to see that you guys issued a statement pretty quickly in support of Kash Patel as the director of the FBI.
Oh, look, we are here on pins and needles, fingers are crossed. If I have to go to the Miami-Dade courthouse and offer a chicken to Baba Luaye to get it done for some Santeria, I will do it. We want Cash running the FBI. I mean, this is a fantastic nomination.
Has he made an ATF appointment yet or not? Has he announced?
He has not made an announcement on who he will appoint to ATF. I have gladly thrown my hat in the ring.
I'll bet. That would be awesome.
But, you know, we're waiting, and I can tell you behind the scenes, our federal affairs people are in contact with the Trump transition team, and we are whispering into the ears of key figures saying, hey, this is what we need to do.
Yes.
So we're here. We're working behind the scenes. Our federal affairs guys are working their butts off trying to make sure we get the most two-way people appointed to key positions.
Promise me if you get that appointment that you will wear that American flag shirt every day.
Oh, I'll do better than that. I will literally wear my Abolish ATF Save a Pup shirt through the confirmation hearings.
I love it. Luis Valdez, always great having you on, my friend. GunOwners.org. Keep up the great work.
Yep, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. He's a great guy. And I loved meeting him out at the range. He's been out there for their customer appreciation days a couple years in a row. Fantastic individual. And we've had him here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors as well. All right, coming up, what are we whimming about today, Kim?
Have you all been following this drama surrounding that holiday light pop-up display out in St. Charles County? There are so many complaints, including supposed broken bones, that now the Attorney General's Office and the Better Business Bureau are investigating.
Oh, my goodness. We'll talk about that in just a minute.
Kim on a whim.
There was this ad I kept seeing on social media that looked so enticing to the point where I almost bought tickets to it. It's this pop-up holiday light event that's new to the St. Louis area. It's called Jingle. It's in O'Fallon at the Car Shield Field. And it was supposed to open, well, actually, it was supposed to open about a week or so ago, and they were delayed opening. So this past weekend was the opening weekend. And wow, people are lodging complaints left and right about Jingle. They're saying the light displays that you saw on social media advertising this holiday event are, I mean, not even close, so disappointing. They're saying that this rink, they're kind of calling it like an ice skating trail because it doesn't look like it's just your typical rink. You kind of move around and look at the different light displays while you're on the ice.
Right.
They're saying that something was done incorrectly with it, and so people were falling all over the place. Then you have like an ice hill, if you will, where you can tube down it, and people were getting scraped up, bleeding. Some woman went to the hospital. People are saying they're breaking bones. So now,
are there reports of
there are reports
bones out
of broken bones. So now the Attorney General's office is investigating. The Better Business Bureau is investigating. People
it's
say they're
$50 a person.
Well, that's the other problem. They're saying that the prices were outrageous, especially for what you get. The other factor that people are saying is one reason why it's dangerous is because they're kind of describing it as these tiles that supposedly the organizers of this event laid all over the grounds there. And they're really slick. So people are even just walking around looking at the different lights. They're saying it's dangerous.
$34 to get in for adult tickets. Parking, ice skating, and snow tubing cost extra.
Oh, yes. That's the other upcharge. So not upcharging, but they're getting you in with, like, say, a day pass. But then to do this, oh, it's an extra $10. Oh, it's an extra $15. Lack of signage was another complaint that people have.
The Post interviewed somebody who was among the 3,600 people who attended Friday's debut with her husband, children, and grandchildren. They spent $467 for seven people. She said a splurge they justified because they didn't take a family vacation this summer. And she was very disappointed, apparently.
Well, yeah, I would be too. And you should get a refund at some point. I don't know what the line is for that. But people are saying they're trying to get information about, hey, I'm very dissatisfied. I'd like my money back. They're getting emails saying all sales are final. So that's why they then went to the Better Business Bureau. And they're now telling people, go dispute it with your credit card company. If the organizer, the event itself won't take care of it, that's the best route for you to go at this point.
Well, maybe they'll figure it out. I don't know. That does seem like a lot of money. I was not thrilled with that dinosaur exhibit that came through last year. I thought that was sort of the same thing. They try to get you in the door and then beat you up for a lot of extras, right?
Which is just mean, because at that point you've hooked the kids. Now they're all excited. They're going to see something they want to do, so the parents then feel pressured to do it.
And
you're going to have to deal with your screaming child throwing a tantrum, potentially, if you're telling him, no, sorry, I don't want to pay the extra $20 to have you see this dinosaur tooth or whatever it is that they're trying to get you to pay extra to see. I'm sorry, Mark. I know you'd probably pay that money if it was an authentic dinosaur tooth from Facebook Marketplace.
That's what Ashton wanted. That's what Ashton would get. I'm just saying.
This jingle is, I guess, in Springfield and Kansas City. So it sounds like it's just some pop-up thing. This is the first year they've had it in the St. Louis area. And it's just so funny because I'm telling you, I saw so many ads for this, and I almost bought tickets because that's how appealing it looked.
They had 180,000 people go through it last year in Kansas City. So I don't know if they did something different over there. Think how much money they made on it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. How about just going to Art Hill and going down that thing? I mean, you could break a bone there for sure if you're not careful, if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, yeah.
But it would be a lot cheaper, maybe a little more crowded. Maybe not as convenient as if you live west. Is going out there.
I mean, whoever the local person was who was in charge of organizing this event should probably no longer have that job. And there's going to be lawsuits, I would imagine. If you have people supposedly breaking bones, good luck.
That is a lot of money.
People were driving hours, because if you don't live close to Springfield or Kansas City, this is the closest one. People are making, like that person you talked about, that woman who said, we didn't take a family vacation this year, so we shelled out, what was it, $400+. People are driving from all over the area to come here, and then you just can understand how frustrated they were when, you know, they're injured or they're just kind of frumpy looking and nothing like what you saw on the really pretty Instagram and Facebook ads.
Here's the thing. It's not just one outlet that's reporting it. I mean, that headline is in the Post. It's in
KSDK, KMOV,
Channel 2. Everybody was reporting on what a rough night it was for him out there. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so, for the woman who broke her leg, supposedly, from this, I am really sorry. Yeah, well, that sounds terrible.
I just got to throw in another pitch for the, it's a little more of a drive, but the light show they had down at Silver Dollar City was amazing. I don't even know who those people are that could put up that many lights and then have to take them back down later this month. It was incredible. But if you get down there, it's worth seeing. The cost of admission, probably a little more than Six Flags, I would think.
It sounds like it's worth it, though.
But it's really nice. It was really nice. Festive, you know, lots of hot chocolate and cookies and Christmassy things all over the park, and it was beautiful. We spent Sunday there, and it really wasn't crowded. It was nice.
I think people are willing to pay if they feel like they're going to get their money's worth out of the experience.
Yes.
It's when you oversell something.
It.
Yeah, and then you get there and you're just disappointed. I think people should get a refund, at least some sort of a refund.
My guess is they're going to hear about that one. Hey, coming up, you've heard all the complaining so far about Kash Patel at the FBI. The pardon by Joe Biden for his son Hunter. A lot of people have mixed emotions on that one. We'll talk to Mark Lotter, America First Policy Institute Chief Comms Director, coming up at about 8:20. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.